Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
The Great Conjunction. Did you see it?
We tried.
I sat there after the show. I was like, ooh, I'm going to set an alarm on my clock for like 7:30 and go out and look at this thing. And I forgot. So
how do you forget if you set an alarm?
Because I didn't set the alarm.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to set the alarm.
I was like, how do you forget when the alarm's going off? Like, I just picture you in your living room. There goes your alarm. What was that for again?
It says conjunction, but I have no idea what that means.
What's a conjunction? Ah, yeah, the Great Conjunction for the first time in 8 years, Saturn and Jupiter. Did I say eight?
You said eight.
Just missing a couple zeros. It's fine. Whatever. Minor detail. First time in 800 years that Saturn and Jupiter lined up, and it wasn't behind the sun. Like, it happens every year, but usually the sun, jerk face, blocks it. Not this time.
Yeah.
The thing is, it was a bit cloudy last night, and a lot of people were a little disappointed. Some people with like fancy telescopes and fancy equipment, they got to see it.
And some
of the photos were amazing.
Yeah, and different parts of the world, too, had a different view than us, obviously, because not everybody sees the same sky. Right?
Thank you, Bill Nye, the science
You're
guy
welcome.
Over there. Yes, holy science talk on Cruise Mornings today. But, like, my wife and I tried. We walked out there. We tried to look at the sky. Nothing.
You actually went outside.
It's just the light pollution in our area, in College Park. Like, we tried to kind of get to the outskirts.
Too bad about all that light pollution in College Park.
Yeah. It's just my neighborhood with light pollution.
View.
Yeah, no light pollution in Eastview at all,
nope.
Hey? None.
None.
My goodness, this neighborhood.
If I would have gone out and looked, it probably would have been so bright and amazing.
Oh, yeah, so bright and amazing from, like, you know, a kilometer away. That made all the difference. But, no, we tried to walk out to, like, the new Costco. Hmm. It was just cloudy and waste of 25 minutes, but...
Wasn't it in the southwest?
I don't know.
You went to the southeast!
See, yeah, maybe we should have done more research before we actually ventured outside.
And now it's time for another edition of That One Friend.
We all have that one friend who loves to brag about how many fantasy football championships they're in. Tis the season for fantasy football playoffs. The semifinals just wrapped up last night, which means the finals are like 2 days away.
Kate,
this friend
hold on.
Gets to...
Hold up. Just a second. Cut the music. Is this just your way of bragging about how you made it to the final in two of your fantasy leagues?
No, this is legit. It's not like a ha-ha, gotcha kind of thing. No, this is like a...
I don't know. It just seems like you're setting yourself up for this epic brag fest about how good you were at fantasy football this year, and I don't know.
Come on. No, I wouldn't do that. I'm a professional broadcaster, Stacey. I'm not going to use my job to just brag about how I'm better than my buddies at fantasy football.
Okay, I take it back. Sorry, let's continue.
Okay, start the music again. We're good? Okay. So, the friend who is in multiple fantasy football championships. First of all, why is this friend always so attractive? Seriously.
Okay.
They are straight up gorgeous, friend.
That's it.
What?
No. We're done. You said you wouldn't do this, and you did it, and nobody gives a shit about your stupid league and the fantasy... things and the players and points and spreads and higher lows. Nobody cares.
I'm just pointing out the fact, Stacey, that people who are in the finals in fantasy football are usually extremely handsome.
Nope. I'm not listening.
Okay, you're clearly fake typing over there. No one types like this.
I'm just really good at typing.
Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton, or as I like to sometimes call her, Stace.
No.
I never call you Stace, I'm not going to lie. But for the sake of what we're about to talk about, let's pretend I call you Stace all the time,
and that
okay?
I call you Clay. Because I don't.
See, here's the thing. Some people, like Stacey, they have great names when they're shortened, like nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
The old hockey nickname treatments. You take their name, you cut it in half. So Stacey, Stace.
Yep.
Nice back check there, Stace. Hey, Stace, nice snipe. Aw, chuck and saw, Stace. Nice.
Cool.
Some hockey lingo there for you. But that's great. Stacey, it shortens up to Stace real nice.
Yeah.
My name...
It works, though. Again, Clayton, chop it in half. You get Clay. Take a bit off the end. It's Clay.
Clay's not tough, though. Like, the whole point of these nicknames is to make it quicker and, like, more tough, you know? Clay. Ooh, I'm mushy. Like, that's what you think of, right? And the other...
Well, that's because half of your name is a word.
I know. Well, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. The other thing is, though, like, sometimes they'll add the Y at the end, right? Like they'll kind of mix up your name a little bit.
Or Stacer.
Like Stacer. That'd be it. Mine would be, and my mom calls me this, Clady.
That's so cute.
That's my mom's nickname for me, Clady. See, I have a name that can't be abbreviated or shortened or given a cool hockey nickname because it sucks. My last name's awesome. Croker, Croaks.
Very strong.
Awesome.
The K's,
yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Same with you. Cooper, Coop. It's perfect.
Some
names, though, like your friend Candace.
Right.
It's the worst, right?
Well, and she has said that she's never had her name shortened. She's always just people call her Candace. And a few times someone would be like, hey, Candy.
Oh, that's the worst.
And she'd be like,
no,
stop that. Don't ever say that again. And she just nipped it right away and it was never, no one ever said it again, which is good.
Hey, Can.
Dis. Yo, what's up, Dis?
Candor.
Dis or dat?
Candor.
I guess.
Candor.
No. The name thing that kind of perplexes me are the weird ones where, like, my grandpa's name was William on his birth certificate, on his bills, but everybody called him Bill.
Billy boy.
Why not just call him Will? Why change it to, like, William? Will. Perfect. Shortened. Quicker. I know. Let's call him Bill. Or, this is the worst one, Richard. Why is the shortened version of it Dick?
I know.
Why?
Well, you know what? Let's go to a website called AskJeeves.com.
No.
Jeeves always knows the right... No. My computer just exploded, even trying to get to AskJeeves.com, so... Let's go to Bing. Is Bing even still around?
Yahoo it.
Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Best of 2020 edition.
Yes.
Usually we take your submissions twice a week. We play them. But this is the last Cruise Confused Lyrics of 2020. So we thought we'd pick our favorite two. So I'll let you go first here, Stacey.
Plus the boss isn't here today.
Yeah,
so
exactly. We can do what we want.
It's our show. So one of my absolute favorites here on Cruise Confused Lyrics, Gin Blossoms, Found Out About You.
Yes.
Sounds like Whiskers at the Bus Stop. And again, we don't know if it's a cat named Whiskers or a really gross pile of whiskers that maybe somebody left there after shaving at the bus stop. We just don't know.
I like to picture just a fat cat waiting for the bus.
Yeah, that's
Whiskers
cute.
At the bus stop. Whiskers, how did you get out of the house?
The actual lyrics, Whispers at the bus stop.
Maybe the cat is named Whispers.
Maybe.
Horrible name for a cat.
No, it's not really great. My other one that I would like to put in as a submission for Best of 2020, Till Tuesday, Voices Carry.
Yes.
A lot of people hear, hush, hush, keep it down now. This is Gary.
Yes.
So much.
Oh, it's good.
So Gary. Not the correct lyrics. The actual lyrics. Hush, hush, keep it down now. Voices Carry.
I can't follow that. Are you kidding?
You've still had some good ones.
Okay, my two. The Best of 2020, in my mind. Closer to the Heart by Rush. Back Sniff and the August.
Back Sniff and the August.
I love it.
See, in my head, I picture like a cheesy FM radio team. Back Sniff in the August, 93.1, The Wave.
Ooh.
No one wackier on your drive home than Back Sniff in the August. 93.1, The Wave.
The Wave.
Backsniff, what's grinding your gears today? Oh, I'll tell you, August. People that put pineapple on pizza. Me, 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 me.
Whoa, where did Guy Fieri come from?
Rude. The actual lyrics, The Blacksmith and the Artist.
Blacksmith and the Artist.
93.1, The Wave. The last one. This one's just weird. Makes no sense. CCR's Down on the Corner. This is it. Lay in the pulled pork and pan where your nipples can be feet. Your nipples can be feet.
Nipples and pulled pork.
Great combination.
So good. Two of my favorite things. No, I'm just kidding.
Nipples.
Actually,
pulled pork.
I actually really hate pulled pork.
Yeah, be a great theme restaurant there. Nipples and pulled pork.
All the drinks are served with nipples.
Okay, the actual lyrics. Yeah. Willie and the Poor Boys are playing Bring a Nickel, Tap Your Feet. Okay, that's it.
That was fun.
That's it. 2020 was a good one for Cruise Confused lyrics. I can't wait for more Cruise Confused lyrics in 2021. The bike lane drama in Saskatoon could have its own TV show, like Young and the Restless at 11 o'clock, Saskatoon Bike Lanes right after at 12. Mm-hmm. Like, 5 years ago, that's when Saskatoon got the downtown bike lanes. That was 5 years ago.
Seems like yesterday.
That's when all of this started, and people are still bitter whenever they hear the phrase bike lane.
Yeah.
Like, if Saskatoon was in a real-life relationship with bike lanes, dude, it was 5 years ago. You have to move on. You have to let it go, okay? There's plenty of fish in the sea, okay? 5 years, man. You gotta let it go and move on. These bikeways, they're getting flack now because on Monday, City Council approved the first of five planned corridors. That's what they're calling them now. We talked about it a couple weeks ago in the Holiday Park neighborhood on Dudley Street. They have
just a super wide sidewalk meant for cyclists and pedestrians.
20% of the infrastructure is meant for cyclists, but they use the term bike in the project and people lost their mind because whenever you hear bike in Saskatoon, huh? You know?
Yeah.
You get triggered a little bit. So that got approved, and City Council is like, we need to rebrand this whole bikeway thing because they know the people hate them. So they want to rebrand it.
Just call it something else.
Call it something else.
Like a cycle expressway?
I was thinking rider expressway because, you know, bike rider. Plus, everyone in Saskatchewan loves the riders. So they'll be like, oh, riders? Yeah, go riders! Green and white. Okay. Green is the color, right? Kind of confuse them up a bit, right? But, like, is there any way to rebrand it other than just saying it's a bikeway? Like,
I think if it's a bikeway that's in, I guess it is going to be on a street. I thought maybe it was going to be in a park, but mm-hmm. If it's a bike lane that takes up street traffic, I feel like people are always going to be unhappy with it. They were not well received in Saskatoon. It's like you said, people have a bad taste in their mouth of them. It's just that I think we need to get past it. We're getting to be a big city, and bike lanes exist in big cities. Mm-hmm. So deal with it.
Like, people in Winnipeg are laughing at us because of our lack of bike lanes and how much we hate bike lanes. When people in Winnipeg are laughing at us, that's when it might be time to take a look in the mirror. When you were a kid and you went to a Blades game, were you always super entertained by the Zamboni? Like, when the Zamboni would go on during the intermission, would you be like, ooh, Zamboni?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah? Well, you can do young Stacy a favor and learn how to drive the Zamboni. Because in Hamilton, Ontario, next year, they're going to offer Zamboni driving lessons for $125.
That's it?
And the best part is, you get to have a photo of yourself with the Zamboni at the end. Like, you know when you go to Disneyland and they have those photos
super
on the roller coaster?
Unflattering photos of yourself screaming in terror? Uh-huh.
You can have one of those souvenir photos for your Zamboni lesson for some reason.
Wow.
Because who wouldn't want to frame that and put it in the living room, right?
I feel like this course would be like half an hour long. It's just like turn, 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 back to the closet.
Right?
Where do they keep them? In the...
Yeah, in the closet. You're right. Yeah, in the old Zamboni closet.
In
the
shop.
Tucked away in the closet.
Yeah.
It's a huge closet, by the way. Like, walk-in times 100. no, like, you're exactly right. Because all you have to do to be a Zamboni driver, drive 4 kilometers an hour, turn right sometimes.
Yeah.
But the odd time you might turn left, that's what might throw you for a loop.
Okay,
the one thing I want to know is, when you're driving a Zamboni, and Beer League hockey players can relate to this, there's a little, like, lever on the Zamboni. It's like a pump. And every couple laps, the Zamboni driver is just going to town on this thing. It's like, jing, 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 jing. I don't know what it does. None of my teammates know what it does. It's this random lever that the Zamboni driver loves to pull up and down, up and down. No idea.
Hmm.
If anyone knows, please call me, 306-938-0963.
Maybe it just looks cool.
Yeah.
Has no actual function. It's just like, hey, check this out.
I will give respect to Zamboni drivers, though, because whenever you're watching a Zamboni or at a hockey game or whatever, look how focused they are. They do not take their eyes off the ice. They're going 3 kilometers an hour. They have to turn a couple times, laser focused.
Well, they have to drive straight. You can't, because everybody's watching them,
exactly,
too. They're on display, so
exactly,
they have to perform well.
There's no coming back from crashing a Zamboni into the boards. What happened here, Dave? I couldn't handle the speed, man. Couldn't handle it.
This is great news. Apparently, the city's expected cost for snow removal, less than expected.
Hey!
$14.5 million. And they saved $50,000. Woo! You know what? Every little bit counts.
I'll take it. $50,000? Yeah. That's enough for a pizza party for, like, everyone in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza party!
So it's less than they expected, but the whole price is still $10 million more than what they had budgeted for.
It's very convenient that they put the savings part first in the story,
yeah,
followed by the, well, we saved 50 grand. We also, like, spent $10 million extra. But let's focus on the 50 grand, everybody.
Yeah.
And then focus on that.
Also mentioned that the actual final cost of the snow clearing is going to be reported in early January.
Here's the thing. It was like a once in a decade kind of storm.
Exactly.
Way she goes. Way and she goes. Might have to pay some more, whatever.
Well, and it's so hard because some of the city councilors are saying, you know, we need an emergency snow plan in mm-hmm. place, a snow removal plan, I should say. And yeah, that's all well and good, but weather is so unpredictable all the time. Do you just, and this is again why I'm not in politics, probably, I don't understand how you can just have this like $20 million sitting there just in case it snows. Because what if we don't get snow like that again for another 10 years and you're just sitting on that money? I don't know.
Then we use that extra snow removal budget money for future pizza parties. More pizza parties, Stacy.
Okay.
The more the better.
Maybe some extra bike lanes. Just throwing it out there.
Or pizza parties. No.
Or.
We're not supposed to call them bike lanes, remember?
Another,
the city's rebranding.
Oh, right. Sorry. Cyclist pathway. How about another bridge?
Yeah, why not, right? Let's use it for that. My one buddy has an idea to save money on the snow removal budget.
Yeah.
Stop plowing the paths in the parks. Because the city, they have special equipment in certain parks to plow paths
yeah.
throughout the park. And my one buddy is like, you don't need to plow the paths in parks. Because everyone just walks the same path and the snow gets packed down.
In that, like a tiny
yeah.
little path of like 2 feet
See,
wide.
That's his logic. He's like, I don't use the paths, so why do we have to clear them? We can just pack the snow down. Well, I don't use a lot of the streets in the Fairhaven neighborhood. Should we just rip those out because I don't use them? I hate that mindset that people have.
That logic is so flawed.
Well, me and my three friends don't use it, so why are we spending money on it? Because other people do? I don't know. Like,
why are you getting so high-pitched?
That's when I get mad, by the way. Yeah. When I use the high-pitched, sarcastic voice. Sounds like a Who from Whoville.
Stacy and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.